Welcome to this Meditation and Philosophy Podcast. I'm Al McGee, speaking to you from Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada. Well, I woke once again to feel a certain chant flowing through me. It's been like that for several days now. It feels I'm riding on some kind of wave of grace. I'm being carried by grace. And I don't plan to get off this train of awareness at the next stop or the one after that, and would like, if possible, to remain in this delectable state of awareness for as long as possible. For it's like I'm riding on a magic carpet, since there's such a luscious sense of lightness and of limitlessness. Now, it's not that I'll levitate anytime soon, but you never know. Perhaps like Sister Teresa, my time has come and I'm about to take off. Her liftoff reads thus: Our Holy Mother Teresa entered and knelt down. As I was looking on, she was raised about half a yard from the ground without her feet touching it. At this, I was terrified, and she, for her part, was trembling all over. So I moved to where she was, and I put my hands under her feet, over which I remained weeping for something like half an hour while the ecstasy lasted. Well, unlike the airborne Teresa, I'm likely to stay grounded. But there is, nonetheless, an experience of energy rising, like a gushing fountain, pulsating from my own psychic depths. And I wouldn't trade the nature of this high for any other, for I cannot imagine anything comparable. Now, the great yogis recommend that we take note of when this energy rises within us, however slight, and then follow it. Their word is to follow the upward shift, and not stupidly to get in its way. To follow the upward shift means that you are attending consciously to this inner pulse, according to Christopher Tompkins, attending consciously to this inner pulse. So as Dorothy was instructed by the Good Witch to follow the yellow brick road, the great yogis say to follow the upward shift, which they say requires determination, taking firm hold of that is, the pulsating Shakti or dynamic energy. The awakened yogi remains firm with the resolution, I will carry out whatever it will tell me. Now, it happens that I've felt this upward shift before. It was when, a number of years ago, I'd been chanting the Guru Gita, an ancient East Indian chant. I'd been chanting it over a two-week period every afternoon. One particular afternoon, I finished the chant and Googled BC teaching jobs, with no idea that there was actually a website called by that name, British Columbia Teaching Jobs. There, I discovered a posting from the West Point Grey Academy, a school I'd never heard of. The school was looking for an English literature department head. I thought, they're looking for my wife. Well, my wife had been teaching high school English, philosophy, and comparative religion for 15 years at the West Island College in Calgary, and was not looking for a change, at least not consciously. 2 hours later, when she got home from school, I quietly handed her the WPGA job description. She said nothing, but I will never forget the look of steely resolve. She applied straightway. Several weeks later, we were in Vancouver for the third and final interview. We stayed somewhere where she was in one room, I in another. But in the wee hours of the morning, I thought I'd check on her. I walked gently to the spot where I thought she'd be sleeping. Well, she wasn't. She was sitting up. I stood there without saying anything. And then, out of the dark, came these words: Al, I didn't think it was possible to be this happy. Well, talk about energy rising. My wife was in a state of unimpeded wonder. We talked then about a shared sense of participating in some mysterious force greater than ourselves. I was later to learn that yoga's word for this quality of experience, the word in Sanskrit is unmensha, U-N-M-E-S-H-A, unmensha. Unmensha is an expanded state of awareness. It's an inwardly felt shift from its opposite, nimesha, N-I-M-E-S-H-A, defined as negative thoughts and feelings. So there's a shift then that occurs from Nimesha to Unmesha, and Unmesha is an expanded, exalted state of consciousness. Nimesha is ordinary awareness, described by the yogis as a kind of a contracted state, even a form of depression. Ordinary consciousness is a form of depression, everyday awareness. Unmesha is the state of expansion that occurs when Nimesha has been overcome or transcended. And in that condition of Unmesha, your breath, your heart, and your mind become one pulsation, like everything comes together inside of you. Now, it is almost always a surprise, even a shock, when the felt shift from Nimesha to Unmesha occurs, as it was for C.S. Lewis, who described the experience as being surprised by joy. Or in the case of Rabindranath Tagore, the first East Indian to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. Tagore had been an unhappy young student when a line from a poem startled him into awareness. Everything changed for Tagore when suddenly, he says, I came to a rhymed sentence of combined words. It rains, the leaves tremble. It rains, the leaves tremble. And within himself, Tagore felt the action of the rain and the trembling response of the leaves. This for him was the rain was God's grace, and the leaves trembling was the opening of his own heart. It was a coming together in his inmost being. Quoting him, at once I came to a world wherein I recovered my full meaning. In that moment, says Tagore, I was no longer a mere student with his mind muffled by spelling lessons, enclosed by a classroom. So for Tagore, it took a poem to create this upward shift. For me, as I've been saying, it was the effect of chanting. Well, neither poetry or chanting get much press these days. As the meditation master Guru Mai says about chanting, many people think of chanting as old-fashioned, obsolete, and irrelevant in the modern world. It's something toothless old folks do and doesn't look good in the neighborhood. Well, I'm not toothless, at least not yet, and chanting and poetry continue to create that exquisite upper shift that I am absolutely determined to follow.